You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Accessible Gaming Symposium 2022, hosted by Abertay University in partnership with RNIB. I'm joined by Sonali Rai, the Broadcast Relationship and AD Technology Manager for RNIB. Sonali, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
So, very successful day one yesterday by all accounts. How do you think it went?
I think the day one went really well. I think the industry is just ripe at the moment for having these conversations, very important conversations around accessibility of video games, but also representation of, you know, blind characters within video games. So I think it was a breath of fresh air, lots of new ideas, lots of work being planned at the moment. You know, as it happens at these conferences or symposiums, you plan a lot of things and then you go back to the drawing board and actually put them in structure on how you're going to take this forward and actually make this into a reality. But a lot of promises. I think it's the future is bright, especially because I think there's a lot of interest in accessibility within the industry.
A lot of people yesterday were saying that one of the main takeaways was just the collaboration of the whole thing. Was that something you found as well?
Absolutely. So collaboration, not just between user organizations such as RNIB and the industry, but we need collaboration between the industry, academia, as well as user organizations, because these three are the key stakeholders. User organizations such as RNIB, we bring the viewers into the picture, how they play, what their barriers are, how to improve the viewer experience, the player experience. The industry obviously brings in the know-how, and the academia, I think, again, research is such an important part of the development process.
And what can we expect today?
So today, again, very exciting. I'm presenting, so that's going to be the highlight of the day. So we've got John Payton and James Kyle starting the day today. John Payton will be summarizing the RNIB research, gaming research that we did, and then James Kyle will be talking about the different community networks that we've got on gaming across different RNIB regions. Then we go into another presentation on audio description in games. You know, there is massive push for audio description in games, and Reese Lloyd from the Descriptive Video Works will be joining us for that. After that, we go into the three breakout sessions, very important breakout sessions today. The first one is on future research that we've just talked about. So, you know, chucking out ideas, looking at where we need to focus. Then we've got interface, so the design challenges, how to make those barriers go away almost when you're designing games and adapting designs for people with sight loss. And then the last one is infrastructure, which is, again, very important because we need the technical barriers to be taken away if we want the games to be accessible. We need the gaming engines now to start, you know, sort of almost improving their designs so developers can start designing accessible games.
Yeah, it's getting everybody singing from the same hymn sheet.
It is. I completely agree. Couldn't have said better.
So lots of very exciting things happening today then at day two of the Accessible Gaming Symposium. Well, Sonali Rai, the Broadcast Relationship and AD Technology Manager for RNIB, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much once again.